Revelation is the most important element in the Christianity faith.
神的启示是我们基督教信仰的一个很重要的部分。
Revelation means something that we do not know, we cannot know unless God reveals Himself to us.
那神的启示的意思就是，有些事情呢，我们自己不知道，我们也不可能知道，除非神他主动的向我们显明。
And yet our God delighted to reveal Himself to all of us.
啊，但是我们知道神他非常乐意向我们所有的人来显明他自己。
And my sermon is going to use illustrations to sustain this point.
好了，我今天的讲道的话呢，就会用一些例子来证明这一点。
In 1929, right after Einstein's 50th birthday, he was interviewed by a German journalist by the name of George Sylvester Weigert.
啊，那在1929年，也就是在爱因斯坦他刚刚过去他的50岁生日的时候，他接受了德国的一位记者的采访。
And this interview was also recorded in the Saturday Evening Post, October 26, 1929.
啊，那他的这个采访的内容呢，就记载在他们当时的叫《周六晚报》的报纸上，时间呢是在10月26日。
And then the journalist asked Einstein, "Are you atheist?"
啊，这个采访的记者就问爱因斯坦说：“啊，你是无神论者吗
？”And to this question, Einstein replied, "If I say yes, I have more questions to answer." The problem involved is too vast.
啊，那爱因斯坦他的回答说，如果我说，我是个无神论者的话，那其实我有很多的问题我需要来回答，而且这个问题的话真是非常的大。
Then, so you're hesitant to admit that you're atheist, right?
啊，那这个记者就说，那你是不是，好像很犹豫，不愿意承认你是一个无神论者
？And Einstein said, to prove the non-existence of God is very difficult.
好，爱因斯坦就进一步解释说，他说如果我要来证明没有神的存在的话，其实是证明一个事情不存在的话是非常非常的困难。
Because to posit is absolute negation presupposes infinite knowledge.
啊，他说如果你要爱因斯坦说，如果你要能够证明一个事物不存在的话，有一个很这样的一个判断的话，你首先你要需要有无限的知识。
And I don't have all the knowledges.
啊，但很显然的，他说很显然我们不具有所有的知识。啊，我的头脑其实是非常有限的。
And then the journalist said, "Then you admit that you are atheist, right? You are theist, right?"
啊，所以这个记者说，那这样说的话，那你就承认你是相信有神的存在。
And Einstein said, "The evidence is so overwhelming."
爱因斯坦继续说到说啊，是的，要所有神的存在这样的证据实在是太多了。
And the journalist asked, "How so?"
啊，那这个记者继续问到说，那为什么这么说呢？你
？Now just let's pause right here. If you were answer, probably you would answer in this way.
啊，我想说，如果你是我再停下，我想如果你是爱因斯坦的话，你可能会这样来回答这个记者的提问。
You may use the vastness of the universe as a starting point.
啊，你可能会用这个宇宙的无限大这样的一个例子来作为你的开始的解释。
And Einstein is good at using analogy to explain complex questions.
啊，我们也知道爱因斯坦他非常善于用各样的知识来解释一些非常难的问题。
So we may have said that if the universe, if the solar system is as big as this room.
啊，就他可能会说啊，如果我们这个太阳系如果是像一间房子这么大的话
，then the sun is just as big as a soybean.
啊，那这个太阳的话，在这个太阳系当中的话呢，就只是像一颗豆子一样，黄豆一样。
And then the earth just like a speck of dust.
啊，那至于说地球的话呢，就好像一粒灰尘。
Wherein there were 7 billion people.
啊，在这个地球上呢，有住了70亿的人。
And it also said the sun's nearest fixed star is another house 100 kilometers away.
啊，说在离这个离太阳最近的另外一个恒星的话呢，也就是相当于另外一个房子，它大概有100公里以外。
Just like another house in Albany.
啊，就像仿佛就是说，好像是在Albany 的这个地方。
And the Milky Way galaxy has 100 billion fixed stars.
啊，那至于说像我们讲到的这个银河系的话，一面有超过1000亿的这个太阳系里面的星系。
And more amazingly, there is 1 billion galaxies similar to our Milky Way.
啊，其中的话，它还有10亿的这个星系的话，和我们所居住的这个银河系是很类似的。
And the diameter of the universe is 20 billion light years wide.
啊，那这个宇宙的这个直径的话，估算的话，大概有200亿光年那么大。
And still expanding.
啊，而且这个宇宙的话还是在膨胀。
And the total number of stars is an astronomical number, which I don't know how to say.
这个，而且这个宇宙当中的这个星星的话呢，是一个数字，数量的话是一个宇宙数字，天文数字，我都不知道怎么来表达。
It's followed by 27 zeros.
啊，就是10^27啊，就是十以后大概有跟着27个零。
Now, but to our surprise, Einstein did not answer the question in this way.
啊，但是很奇妙的是，爱因斯坦当时他并没有用这样的方法来回答记者提问。
He did not use the complexity of the cosmos to answer this journalist.
他并没有用这个宇宙的这个复杂性来回答这个记者的提问。
And he used a very, very simple question.
啊，他用一个很简单的方式来回答。
And then he said, "We are in the position of a little child entering into a huge library."
啊，就像我们就他说，我们就像是一个小孩子进了一个非常大的图书馆一样。
And the child, first of all, saw the shelf, which indicating everything is organized.
啊，他的这小孩子就看到这个书架，看书架都是分门别类的放好了。
And each shelf have a label.
啊，而且每一个书架的话呢，都有它有有标签。
So give people impression that everything is properly categorized.
啊，所以大家看到那个样子的话，就知道说好像所有的书的话都是分门别类放好的。
And these books are in different color and written in different languages.
啊，而且这些书的话呢，它是用不同的语言来写的。
And the child doesn't understand.
啊，这小孩子的话，他没有办法了解这些书。
But they get a feeling that the complexity and order cannot be by chance.
啊，但是他很清楚的知道说，这书的分门别类的放好，而且是如此的复杂，它不是好像一个几率的一个偶然发生的。
And someone must have written those books.
他知道说，肯定是有人写了那些书。
So we see the existence of God is self-evident.
所以我们知道神的存在是我们显然可见的。
And even the child cannot articulate, but he understands the idea.
啊，即使是一个小孩子，他没有办法完全的明白或者完全的解释，但是他知道。
Whenever we see intelligibility, we assume intelligence.
啊，我们知道，当我们看到有些东西可以理解的话，我们可以假设说，这后面肯定是有智慧的存在。
When we see intelligence, we assume design.
当我们知道有智慧的存在的时候，我们知道后面肯定会有一个设计存在。
Whenever we see design, we see a mind.
当我们知道有设计的存在的时候，我们知道这设计的背后会有一个智慧的头脑。
Whenever we see a mind, we assume personhood.
当我们知道有一个智慧的头脑的时候，我们知道后面它有一个人格人物在后面。
And then the interview continue.
啊，这个访问的话继续。
This journalist asks, "What do you think about Christianity?"
啊，那这个记者继续问他说，你怎么来看待基督教的信仰呢？
And then Einstein replied in this way.
啊，爱因斯坦回答说，
"I am enthralled by the luminous figure of the Nazarene."
啊，他说我真的是为拿撒勒的人这个人物他的光彩的形象真的是折服。
And then the journalist, "Tell me more."
啊，那这个记者就继续问他说，那你能不能告诉我更多的？
And then Einstein said, "When I read the four Gospels, I feel the actual presence of Jesus."
爱因斯坦就回答说道："他说，当我读到四本福音书的时候，我就真真实实的感受到耶稣的存在。
"So the journalist said, "So Jesus is not a fictional figure nor a myth, right?"
啊，那所以这个记者说，那按照你的说法，耶稣不是一个童话故事中的人物吗
？So Jesus is a historical figure. How can I deny the overwhelming evidences?
爱因斯坦回答说，耶稣是一个历史中的真实的人物，我没有办法拒绝否认这些所有的这些证据。
Now God is delighted to reveal himself to a great mind.
我们知道说神他愿意把他自己向那些好像很有头脑的人显明。
And you also be able to reveal to a little child.
但是同样的，主耶稣他也愿意把他自己向小孩子来显明。
And through our daily life events.
啊，也是可能是通过我们每一天的生活。
But let's go back 3,000 before our time.
啊，让我们回到
years before our time.
让我们回到我们3000年以前的时候。
At that time, the cosmic knowledge was very rudimentary.
啊，在那个时候，我想我们所有的这个天文宇宙的这个知识的话，都是非常的基本的。
But the shepherd boy by the name of David, who understand God's revelation.
啊，但是我们知道在那个时候啊，有一个牧羊的小孩子，他的名字叫大卫，他就明白神的创造。
And at that time, the country was reigned and ruled by the first king, by the name of Saul.
啊，在那个时候的话，当时他们所在的这个国家的话呢，是被啊以色列人他们的第一个王，也就是扫罗王所统治。
And however, God displeased with him.
啊，但是我们知道，其实神并不喜悦扫罗。
And God sent Samuel the prophet to anoint David as a king.
啊，在那个时候，神就差派撒母耳，也就是他们的祭司的话呢，去膏大卫。
So this matter caused Saul to be extremely angry.
啊，这样的一件事情让扫罗非常的气愤。
And Saul's son by the name of Jonathan, who was a good friend of David, and rushed to David and warned him to flee.Because my father is going to kill you.
啊，所以在那个时候，大卫扫罗的儿子叫约拿丹，他和大卫是好朋友，他就跑去提醒这个大卫说要他赶快的逃跑，因为他的父亲要来害他。
So at that time on, David is an outlaw.
啊，所以从那个时候开始的话，我们知道其实大卫的话就是像一个逃亡的人。
He was on the lam fleeing from the man of Saul.
啊，他就在那个时候，他是在。被扫罗所追赶。
So at night he was very tired and lie down on the desert dotted with patches of pastures.
啊，在晚上的在夜晚的时候呢，他非常的疲惫，他就躺在这个沙漠的地上，其实周围的话呢有很多的草场。
So he gazed the sky and saw the moon and the stars.
他抬头望着天空的时候，就看到天上的星星，天上的月亮。
And then he have a lot of reflection in his mind.
啊，在他头脑当中有很多的一些反思。
The first thing is, wow, this is an awesome starry heaven.
啊，他的第一的一个想法就是，哇，这真是一个非常美丽的一个星空。
And then I'm a fugitive, and yet I'm protected by God.
然后第二的话呢，说我在这里逃亡，但是我知道神还是保护我。
And he also said to himself, I'm a king, even though I don't rule and reign, but where's my scepter? Where's my crown? And where's my throne?
啊，他也对自己说，他说啊，神有告我要做王，但是我的权柄在什么地方呢？我的皇冠，我的荣耀在什么地方呢
？So with this kind of reflections come to his mind, he wrote Psalm chapter 8.
啊，也就是因为有这样的一个心里有这样的想法，他就写了诗篇的第八篇。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place.
他这样说，他说我观看你指头所造的天。并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
What's mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them?
啊，便说人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟顾眷他
？You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor.
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Now with these three short.Verses, we see three kind of revelation.
我们看到在这个短短的三节的经文当中，我们看到神给大卫有三个这样的启示。
The first is the power of God evident in the creation.
第一就是我们看到神的能力在他的创造中清楚的显明。
And then the tenderness of God that protects the needed and the poor.
我们也看到神他的温柔，他保护贫穷、贫穷和软弱的。
And also remind us that we are made after the image of God.
第三个我们看到说，我们是按照神的样式所造。
Therefore, we all have the intrinsic value of man and the reflected glory from God.
所以我们在我们的里面，我们有价值，有内在的价值，而且我们也反射了神的荣耀。
Now the next morning he woke up.
在第二天的话，我们看大卫醒来以后。
And the inky sky began to brighten up.
那漆黑的夜晚散去，天要亮了。
And he saw the sun rising slowly from the Moabite mountain in the east.
这个在远处，在摩崖山的后面，我们看到太阳，他看到太阳要冉冉升起。
And David was awe-stricken and wrote Psalm chapter 19.
那个时候大卫的话为眼中所看到的感到非常的这个赞叹不已，他就写了诗篇的第十九篇。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of His hands.
诗篇第十九篇说到说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them.
无言无语，也无声音可听。
Yet their voices go out into all earth. Their words to the ends of the world.
他的量带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It's like a bridegroom coming out of the chamber, like the champagne rejoicing to run his course.
太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。
It rises at one end of the heaven and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth.
他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得他的热气。
So you see, verse 1, the heaven declares the glory of God. The sky proclaims the work of his hand, which indicates God delights to reveal himself to all people.
我们看到这里说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传他的手段，表示说神愿意向他的指明来显明，向所有的人来显明他的同在，存在。
And then day after day, they pour forth speech.
这说到每天这日到那夜都发出言语。
That means God's revelation is continuous.
而且表示说神的启示是一个连续性的。
So hour after hour, and week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, century after century, and millennium after millennium.
是一个小时又接着一个小时，一个星期接一个星期，一年接一年。一个世纪接一个世纪，或者一百年接一千年接一千年。
Now why God's revelation is continuous？
为什么神的这个显明的话是持续性的呢
？Because in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says God wants all men to be saved and come to knowledge of truth。
提摩太前书的第二章四到五节这样说的说，他愿万人得救，明白真道。
As a result, no matter you work on the first shift, second shift, third shift, or graveyard shift, God's invitation always reaches out to you.
而且告诉我们说，不论你是在做第一班、第二班或者第三班的工作，或者是很辛苦的工作，神的这样的一个邀请，神的显明是无时不刻同在，都在。
And you have no excuse to say that God you did not reveal to me.
所以你就没有任何的理由说，哦，神没有向我显明。
Another reason why God's revelation is continuous is recorded in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
那我们看到神的这个启示的这个连续性呢，也在彼得后书第三章第九节有这样也提到。
And the text says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone, not just one, anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance."
他说主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言的，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
And God's revelation have another characteristics.
神的启示显明的话有另外的一个特征。
Let's repeat Psalm 19:3-4. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice.Goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
我们再来看一下诗篇的诗九篇的第三到第四节。无言无语，也无声音可听。他的量带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。
Let's pause for a moment. Just imagine if God spoke in English, then people will say, "Ah, this God is not for me. It's for the Westerners."
让我们想一下，如果神他的语言呢是说用英文来说、英语来说的话，有人可能会说啊，这个神呢不是我们的神，他只是给西方人的神。
If God spoke in Chinese, then other people will say, "Ah, this God is not my God; it's for the Chinese people."
同样的，如果神用中文来说的话呢，可能有人会说，神是中国人的神，不是我的神。
And if God spoke in Spanish, then people will say, "Oh, your God is for the Spaniards."
那如果神用使用的语言是西班牙语的话，人家会说哇，你是西班牙人的神，不是我的神。
If God spoke in French, then people would think, "Oh, this God is for the Frenchman."
如果同样的，如果神用法语来说的话，人家会说这个神是法国人的神。
So the best way that God proclaims His message is by means of silence.
所以 可见神的一个最好的一个方式就是无言无语的方式。
Because silence sometimes speak louder than words.
啊，其实我们知道有些时候真的是沉默胜于金。
And also God revealed to us by this silence that He is the God for all people, regardless of a race, education, color of the skin, and so forth.
啊，所以就看到说神他是所有人的神，不论你有什么样的知识，你什么样的种族，什么样的教育。
And then let's read verse 5 again.
好，我们再看一下第十九节的第九章的第五节。
In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It's like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like the champagne rejoicing to run his course.
神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。
So we all know that in the solar system, the sun is a very awesome and powerful.Celestial body.
啊，我们都知道在太阳是我们这个星球当中一个非常奇妙的，也是非常有能量的一个星系。
For one thing, the sun is very big.
啊，第一的话，因为太阳的话其实是蛮大的。
Its diameter is 100 times larger than that of the Earth.
啊，那它的这个直径的话呢，是比地球的直径要大100倍以上。
And it also gives light and heat.To sustain life.
啊，它也提供了光，也提供了热，能够让生命能够持续。
And this is why the ancient people always worship the sun.
啊，这就是为什么在古时候的古人们呢，他们经常把太阳来敬拜太阳，崇拜太阳。
But God through this revelation tell us that God is not the sun is not God.
啊，但通过刚才我们读的经文的那个神的启示，我们看到知道说太阳并不是神。
He used blind gloom to.Express the sun.
啊，他用新郎啊这样的来表达这个形容是太阳。
Another thing we all know in the modern science that the sun is not eternal.
啊，我们也知道，我们现在的知识都告诉我们说，现在的知识告诉我们，太阳它其实不是永恒的。
Even though it has enough hydrogen to burn for another 5 billion years.
啊，尽管它有足够的这个氢气可以燃烧啊，还可以燃烧50亿年。
And from the order of the creation, we know the sun is not divine.
啊，而且我们知道，从这个太阳的这个从这个创造的角度来说，太阳也不是神圣的。
And the sun is created not on the first day, but on the fourth day.
啊，太阳甚至于不是第一天被创造的，是第四天。
And I just said it before. David used the bridegroom metaphor to dismiss the notion the sun equal to God.
啊，所以大卫在这个时候他就用把太阳呢比作是新郎，用这样的一个比喻来否认呢太阳等于神的这样的一个观念。
In order to fully understand verse 5, we ought to know a little bit background about the Hebrew people's wedding custom.
如果我们想要知道更好的了解明白这个第五节的意义的话，我们就需要知道当时希伯来人他们的一些婚俗的习惯。
So when a young man and a young girl engage,
这里说当如果新郎和新娘他们订婚了以后。
And according to their custom, they separate by 1 year.
根据他们的传统的话呢，他们会要大概要分居一年的时间。
And then after 1 year, the groom and his friend will go to the bride's house.
那一年以后，新郎和他的朋友就会一起到新娘的家中。
And to receive her into the marriage chamber.
就会接她到洞房当中。
So after the bridegroom consummate the marriage.He came out with joy.
那成婚以后的话呢，那新郎就会出来。
So, and then go back to the chamber again.
那出来宣告以后再会回到洞房里面。
So this go in and go out, representing the sun's rise and set.
他从这洞房里面出来和进去，就代表了太阳的日出和日落。
But one interesting thing is, even though this is a routine thing, the sun rise and sunset every day, and David was all stricken.By observing this sunrise sunset phenomenon every day,
很有意思的是，尽管日出日落好像是每一天我们都可以观察到的现象，但是我们看到大卫他对这样的一个现象感到非常的惊讶。
But today people lose the sense of wonder on repeatable things.
但是我们知道，今天的人我们已经渐渐的对此已经习以为常了，我们不会有
take them for granted.
我们因为已经习以为常了，我们把这样的事情当作是应该会发生的。
So as application, we ought to thank God that the sun still rises next morning and give thanks to him.
所以对我们来说也是我们的一个应用，就是我们应该感谢神。我们太阳第二天能够升起，我们都要感谢神。
And verse 6, I repeat, it rises at one end of the heaven and makes its circuit to the other, indicating sunrise and sunset. And then nothing is deprived of its warmth.
第六节说，它从天这边出来，绕到天那边，就是天日。太阳的日出和日落，没有一物被隐藏不得它的热气。
And here we see the concept of common grace.
在这个地方我们看到神的这个恩典的话是给所有的人。
And the heat and the light are discriminately for the good people as well as for the bad people.
我们知道它的光也好，它的热也好，不是只给好人，不给坏人。
And this is common grace. Without the common grace, none of them can stand before God.
我们知道这就是神他的恩典，如果没有神的这个恩典的话，没有办法能够站立在神的面前。
On the Christmas Eve of 1968,
在1968年的圣诞节的圣诞节前夜。
And it was several months before the man walked on the moon.
也就是人在这个月球上行走之前的几个月。
And United States sent an Apollo 8 with three men astronauts, three American astronauts.Into the orbit around the moon.
在那个时候的话呢，这个美国就发射了这个阿波罗八号，就是绕这个月亮。
And the spaceship surrounded the moon 10 times.
这个宇宙飞船上呢有三名宇航员，他们绕着这个月亮有10次，绕了10次。
And on the last loop, the spaceship entered into the dark side of the moon.
最后一次的话呢，这个宇宙飞船呢就到了这个。月球的暗面，阴暗面。
And before they fire up the engine on his homebound journey, and he saw something that human being have never seen.
就在他们这个宇宙飞船点火要回到地球之前，他们看到了一个世界上的人，宇宙上的人，地球上的人从来没有看到过的景象。
And they saw the Earth slightly rise above the horizon of the moon.
他们就看到地球从这个月亮的这个地平线上慢慢的升起。
Against the black void space.
那这个背景的话呢，就是有白蓝的这样的一个背景，黑蓝的一个背景。
Bordered by the glistening light of the sun.
看到它的是这个地球的话呢，被这个太阳的光芒所包裹。
And draped in a beauteous mixture of white and blue.
那背景的话是这个白色和蓝色的这样的一个背景。
One great step for science became for these three men an immensely great leap in philosophy.
这个对他们。对科学来说是非常这个小大的一步，但而且对这个人类的这个知识，对人类的这个哲学来讲，是一个巨大的进步。
And out of the immense silence of the outer space, God spoke loudly to them in silence.
我们知道在那个时候，我们看到在外空间的话，完全是一片的沉寂。在这一片沉寂当中，神清楚地向他们说了话。
And three of them opened the Bible and began to read Genesis chapter 1.
他们三位宇航员就打开了圣经，读起了创世纪的第一章。
In the beginning, God.
他第一章就读到说：“起初神。”
Now, these four words, these few words, is very important.
这个“起初神”这几个字真的是非常的重要。
In the Hebrew Torah, it says, "Bereshith Shith Bara Elohim."
在用希伯来的语言的话呢，有这样是这样说。
On these few words, everything hang.
就是。我们知道说这几句话非常的重要，一切都以这几句话为基础。
It's seminal and foundational to our faith.
也是我们所有的我们的信仰的一个基础。
In the beginning, it's not just like the children's story once upon a time.
这个起初的话呢，不是好像我们在一些儿童的读物中所读到的那样很久以前。
Because there was no time to be once upon.
而且在那个时候的话，完全都没有时间，他没有起止。
And then the beginning is a very important concept.
起初的话是一个非常重要的一个概念。
Because the atheists, in order to avoid the difficulty of the origin, they believe the universe is eternal.
我们知道说那些非信就是无神论者的话，他们为了避免要去解释宇宙的起源这样的一个难题的话，他们就说宇宙是永恒的。
And they until they discover the Big Bang theory.
知道他们发现了这个宇宙大爆炸的这个理论。
Einstein do not like this theory.
其实爱因斯坦他并不喜欢这个理论。
So in his equation, he arbitrarily put a factor right there to make the universe look like eternal.
他就是在这个公式当中加入了一个人为的加了一个参数，好让这个宇宙看上去好像是一个永恒的。
And then later on, he said, "This is my greatest regret in my life."
最后他意识到那是一个错误，他说这是我一生当中一个最大的一个错误。
This is the big mistake I have ever made.
他说我一生当中这是最大的一个错误。
So the divine revelation is not irrational.
所以我们知道这个神的这个神的启示的话不只是好一个单向的。
Divine revelation carries us beyond the limits of rational speculation.
而且我们知道说神的这个启示的话可以让我们能够超越我们的理性的思想。
It does not sink below the bar of rational intelligibility.
但是它超越了我们理性的思想，但是并不会让我们好像达到一个无法理解的这样的一个地步。
Now God not only revealed Himself through nature.
我们知道神不单是通过自然界来显明了他自己。
He also revealed Himself through His servant, the evangelist.
他也通过他的仆人，也就是那些传福音的人来显明他自己。
Because the ultimate purpose of natural revelation is to lead us to Jesus Christ.
我们知道他通过自然界的所有的这些启示，他的一个主要的目的，唯一的目的，其实就是要把我们带到主耶稣的面前。
And first of all, God delighted to reveal His message to those who seek Him.
我们知道神愿意向寻找他的人来显明他自己。
And Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8 says,
在马太福音的第七章的七到八节有这样说道。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks the door will be opened for them.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
So this idea is sustained by a story recorded in Acts chapter 10 from verse 1 to 36.
这样的一个故事的话呢，我们同样可以看到在使徒行传的第十章，我们看到第一节到第三十六节一个这样的故事。
One day, God sent an angel.To reveal himself to a man called Cornelius.
有一天神差派了一位天使去向有一位叫做哥林流的人显现。
He was from Caesarea, a centurion of an Italian regiment.
他是在凯撒利亚利亚，他也是意大利营的一个百夫长。
And then Cornelius, stared at the angel with fear.
我们看到这个哥林流的话呢，他看到这个天使的时候，他非常的心里有恐惧。
And the angel said to him, Cornelius, I know your family are devout and God-fearing.
天使就对他说他说哥林流，我知道你们全家都是敬畏神的。
And I know you gave generously to those in need.
我也知道说你为那些贫穷的人有很多的付出。
And I know you pray to God regularly.
我也知道你经常会向神来祷告。
And then Cornelius replied, "Yes, I have tried my best to please God."
哥林流说，是的，我已经尽了我最大的努力来讨神的喜悦。
But the angel answered, "You are a religious man, a good man, but this is not enough because you still don't know Jesus."
这个天使就说你是一个追求信仰的人，你是一个好的人，但是这还不足够，因为你并不真正的知道神，知道耶稣。
And then he said, "What shall I do then?"
哥林流就问到说，那我需要做什么呢？
And the angel told him that to send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon who is called Peter.
这个天使也告诉说，你要去差人去到一个叫约帕的地方带回一个人来，这个人名字呢叫做称呼彼得的西门。
And without any hesitance, and this centurion sent a soldier who is a divided man and other two family members to go.
没有任何的犹豫哥林流就差派了一位士兵和他的两个仆人去约帕。
And then these several people will just went to Joppa.
这几个人就去了这个约帕。
And then the interesting thing is, when God called a person, He also prepared another one, and to work together with him.
这很有意思的。当神向一个人显明的时候呢，他也同样在向另外一位显明来预备他。
And then God prepared.Person by the name of Simon, who is Peter.
神所预备的另外一位的话，就是叫做 称呼彼得的西门。
And at that moment, Peter was praying at the top of the house.
啊，正在那个时候的话呢，啊，西门彼得的话是在一个房顶上祷告。
And he was very hungry.
啊，在那个时候，他非常的饥饿。
But he said, "I think I fall into a trance."
啊，他说他感觉他好像在魂游向外一样。
So during his trance, he saw a vision.
啊，在他魂游向外的时候呢，他看到了一个这样的异象。
A large sheet is hanging down from heaven.
啊，在天上垂下一块布来。
In there, you find reptiles of the earth and four-footed animals.
啊，在那个这个布上呢，有很多的这样的爬虫啊，有很多的昆虫。
And then there's a voice from heaven said, "Kill and eat."
在天上就传来一个声音说，把这些四足的走兽给杀了，吃掉。
And Simon Peter said, "How can I do this? I have never eaten unclean food."
西门彼得说："怎么能干这样的事情呢？我从来没有吃过不洁净的食物。
"But this repeat three times.
啊，但是这样的声，这个是这样的声音重复了三次。
What does it mean?
西门彼得就说："啊，这有什么？这是什么的含义呢
？"And Peter suddenly realized that I got it, because the gospel is not just for Jews, but it's also for Gentiles.
啊。最后彼得他意识到 他明白了这个神的这个意思，就是福音不单只是为犹太人，也是为外邦人。
So once Peter understand and the Holy Spirit said to him, there are men coming from afar to see you.
当他明白这一点后，圣灵就告诉他说，他说会有三个人来找你，寻找你。
Get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them. It is I who send you.
他说圣灵告诉他说，你起来到楼下去，你不要疑惑，跟他们走，因为是我差派你的。
So I believe that when a person come to Jesus, there must be in general two persons.
所以
involved.
在我的认为的话，当我们一个人信主的时候，经常会有两个人在这个信主的事件中有关系。
And the first one is the evangelist.
第一个的话就是那位来向你传福音的人。
And the second one, I call it a nurturer.
另外一个的话就是跟你有些属灵的喂养的人。
So it's the Holy Spirit that regenerates people.
我们知道是圣灵的话让人重生。
But they use the evangelist as an instrument to proclaim the gospel.
但是圣灵也同样的也使用一个传福音的人来把福音传给他。
And he also used church, you and me, to nurture those.New beginners.
他同样也使用教会，使用你和我来让这样的人得到喂养。
So go back to the story. The man came to see him, and then he said, "Simon Peter, are you the tanner, right?"
这个时候我们就看到说，这个哥里流所差派的三个人就来了，就问这个彼得说，你是那个削皮匠吗
？And they want to confirm they are going to read, speak to the right people.
他们就想确定一下，他们遇到的是真正的是西门彼得。
And then Peter Simon said, "I know you're coming. I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come?"
彼得就说，是的，我就是你要找的。我知道你要来寻找我，但是你为什么来呢
？Oh, because my boss Cornelius sent us.
说因为我的主人哥利流把我差派而来，把我们差派。
He's a righteous man, God-fearing man, and respected by all the Jewish people.
他是一个正直的人，是一个敬畏神的人，也是一个被当地的犹太人他们所敬重的人。
And it was the holy angel that sent him to me.
也是一个也是一个天使把来向他显明。
And Peter said, "You may stay in my house tonight."
彼得就告诉他说，你们今天晚上在我与我同住。
So the next day, Peter's brothers, Peter and the three men, from Saint Centurion's household.Going to see their boss.
所以第二天的话，他们起来以后，彼得和他的一些同工，也包括这个三个哥里流所差派的人，一起要去哥里流的家。
So as Peter entered into the house, something amazingly happened.
当彼得他们进了哥里流他的家以后，就发现有些很奇妙的事情。
And he saw the centurion sitting in the middle, his wife sitting beside him, and the relative and close friend are sitting around.The family room and waiting for him.
我们就看到哥利流的话坐在中间，他的太太坐在边上，而且周围还围绕了很多的亲戚朋友。
And then he said to the people around him, "My servants are back soon. Let us all wait."
他说，哥利流说道，我的仆人差派的人快要来了，我们一起来等待等候他。
You think it's a hard side track? We have something to learn here.
啊、我想这个地方呢有一个我们可以学习的功课。
Today, the preacher waiting for the audience.
啊，今天的话，我们知道我们是讲道的人，好在等着这个听讲道的人。
But centurions waiting for the preacher.
啊，但在那个时候，我们看到这个哥利流这个百夫长在等这个讲道的西门彼得。
And then the centurion knelt down at Peter's feet and said, "Four days ago, I saw a vision of the angel and tell him all the stories."
啊，哥利流这个百夫长就跪下说。四天以前我看到了一个异象、这个天使告诉了我所有的这些故事。
And Peter said, "Rise up, I am only a man. Do not consider me as God."
彼得就告诉这个哥利流说，他说你赶快起来，我只是一个人，我不是神。
And then Peter gave a very short sermon.
彼得就给了他一个很短的一个讲道。
And then record in verse 34.
在34节这样说道。
Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know that the message of God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all.
这三十四节这样说的，说彼得开口说，我真的看出神是不偏待人的，不但如此。在各国中，那敬畏他而行义的人都为他所悦纳。神借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主，传和平的福音，把这道传给以色列人。
So we can see the essence of the gospel is packed closely in these three verses.
我们看到在这几节圣经当中，我们的基督教的信仰的真理非常清楚的显明。
And it shows the gospel show no favoritism.
我们看到这个第一的话就是。神的福音的话呢是不偏待人的。
And it also accept people from all nations.
而且他同样他也把这个道要传给所有的人。
And not just the Jews.
不单只是以色列人。
And then we know that regeneration precedes faith.
我们知道我们这个神的属灵的这个苏醒的话是在我们的信仰之前，在信心之前。
So once we have regenerated, then we fear him and do what is right.
当我们苏醒以后，我们重生以后，我们就会愿意做正确的事情。
So we are not going into the heaven by our good deed or merits.
我们不是凭着我们自己的好的行为来进天堂。
But once we are regenerated, God gives us a new life to do right and fear Him.
当我们有重生以后，神就给我们这样的一个给我们一个敬畏的心，也让我们可以做正确的事情。
And then they define what the gospel means.
而且他也继续的，他有定义神的我们的福音是什么。
It is a good news of peace through Jesus Christ.
我们的福音就是和平的福音，而且是通过借着基督耶稣的福音。
Who is the Lord of all?
而且基督耶稣是所有的人的主。
Now after this story, you may think.That God revealed to Cornelius because he was a good man.
在这个故事当中，你可能会以为神之所以向哥利流显明，是因为他是一个义人。
But what about Paul? He was a terrorist. He was a great sinner.
但是保罗呢？他是一个其实是迫害基督徒的人。
And it's God's grace who also called the unrighteousness.
我们知道神的这个恩典的话，也临到那些不圣洁的人身上。
The Bible told us Paul before he was converted, his name was Saul.
我们知道，当保罗他保罗信主之前的话，他的名字叫扫罗。
He was a zealot of the religious.
他也是一个对宗教特有热心的人。
And the Bible describes him as breathing out murderous threat against Christianity.
我们看在圣经当中也记载说，他真的是恐吓威吓那些基督徒。
And all the Christians are afraid of him.
所有的那些基督徒的话，其实都非常的怕他。
And he even went to the high priest and asked for a letter.
他也去找那个大祭司，要大祭司给一个信。
So we can go to all the synagogues of Damascus to find out the one who believe in Jesus.And take them as a prisoner.
他就可以到大马色的那些会堂去，把那些信基督的人都给拘禁起来。
But to his surprise, on his way to Damascus, something happened.
但是非常奇妙的，在他去大马色的路上的时候，有事情发生了。
And a glorious light was shown around him, and then brighter than the sun.
啊，一个比太阳还亮的光，荣耀的光照耀着他。
And Saul, later on, he was called Paul, fell down on the ground.
啊，那保罗的话呢，他就扑倒在地。
And then there were voices from heaven.
啊，在天空中就传出这样的声音。
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么迫害、逼迫我？”
And Saul replied, "Who are you, Lord?"
扫罗说：“你是谁，主？”
I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
他说我。现在圣经说我就是耶稣就是你所迫害的
It's hard for you to kick against the God.
他说你真的是要用脚去踢刺是难的
And just like you're wearing a Nike sneaker to kick a tank.
就像好像是你在用你穿了一个鞋子穿了一个 Nike 的鞋子去踢一个坦克一样
It's futile.
是没有用的
And then Paul said, what shall I do, Lord?
保罗就说那我该怎么做呢
And get upAnd go to the city, you will be told what you must do.
他说你起来，你去到城市里面，你会得到指示。
And the people do not heard the voice, but do not see the light.
那这时候，他周围的人的话，看到了这个光，也听，但是听不明，听到了这个声音，但听不明白。
And so immediately discover because of the strong light, his eye had been blinded.
这个时候保罗就看到他的眼睛瞎了。
And people has to.Hold his hand and bring him to Damascus.
他周围的人的话就必须搀着他的手，把他带到了大马士。
Now here we see again that the evangelist is to bring the message to the unbeliever, but the nurturer is to uphold his faith.
我们知道我们的这个传福音的话，就是要把这个人带到神的信息当中。但是同样的，我们也需要一个来喂养他那个属灵成长的人。
So in Damascus, God prepared a man by the name of Ananias.
在大马士的城里。神预备了一个给他属灵喂养的人，叫做亚拿尼亚。
And then Saul told him the vision, and then he said, "Yes, Lord, I'm here."
神就给了他这样的一个意象，他对神说：“说神啊，我在这里。
”And Paul was kneeled down and prayed in the house of Judah in the straight street.
在那个时候，保罗的话正在直接的一个犹大家中在里祷告。
And then Ananias came and told him that I saw it.A vision, and God want me to lay my hand on you.
这个时候亚拿尼亚就来了，他对保罗说：“他说我看见了异象，神要我按手在你的身上。”
And then he told him that you are the instrument God has chosen to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
亚拿尼亚就告诉保罗说：“说你是神所拣选的一个器皿，是要在外邦人中传福音。”
So now we can see that God revealed Himself not only to the great mind, to the child.Or to God seeker, and even to the enemy of God.
所以我们看到神他的启示不但是向有智慧的人启示，也向小孩子启示；不但是向寻找神的人启示，也向神的敌人启示。
By the reason of grace and mercy.
这就是神他的恩典，他的慈爱。
And let me conclude the sermon by reading to you Romans chapter 1, verse 20 to 30.
让我来结束我们今天的正道，让我来读一下罗马福音。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible quality, His eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so the people are without excuse.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For although they knew God, they neither glorify Him as God,Lord gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish heart were darkened.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for image made to God look like a mortal human being, and birds and animals and reptiles.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
So you see that when you believe the non-existence of God, you're not just believe He doesn't exist.
所以我们看到说，当你如果认为没有神的存在的时候，也不单单只是认为没有神的存在。
It turns out that you believe anything.
在这个时候我们发现说，其实你就会相信一些别的东西，所有的别的东西。
And this is why you exchange the glory of the immortal God.For image made to look like mortal human beings.
啊，这就是在这刚才经文中所说的，将一些不能朽坏之身的荣耀变为偶像。
And Bertrand Russell was a British philosopher, and also a very strong atheism.
啊，罗素有说过这样的一段话。
When he was asked, "If you meet God after you die, what question will you ask God to defend your unbelief?"
啊，人家问罗素说，他说如果你死了以后，你遇到神的话，你会问神什么样的问题呢？
He angrily replied,
啊，这个罗素就这样很气愤地回答说，
I shall accuse him for not giving me enough evidence.
他说我会指控神说，神你没有给我足够的证据。
Another famous man by the name of Aldous Huxley.
啊，另外一位有名的人叫 Aldous Huxley.
He was an English writer, novelist and philosopher.
啊，他是一个英国的作家，也是一个哲学家。
And this is what he wrote.
他也这样写道。
I want to believe the Darwinian idea.
他说我。
I chose to believe it not because I think there was enormous evidence for it, nor because I believe it had the full authority to give interpretation to my origin, but I chose to believe.
他说我想要去相信达尔文的理论。他说我选择的相信并不是因为我认为他提供了足够的证据，也不是因为我感觉到他有这样足够的这个权威能够解释我的起源，但我还是选择了相信。
And because it delivered me from trying to find meaning and freed me to my own erotic passions.
因为我如果选择相信他的时候，我就可以不用再去寻找生命的意义，而且我也可以沉湎于自己的情欲之中。
So he did not believe the existence of God, just like some of us, and not by reason, but by his own self-will.
啊，所以我们如果有些人他们不相信神的存在的话，并不是通过理性，反而其实是因为完全是因为他自己的想法。
And when the will is bad, nothing good can come out of it.
所以当我们自己的想法或这个想法是错误的时候，是坏的时候，没有好的东西可以从中出来得出来。
In general, I do not argue with atheists.
其实一般来说，我并不去和那些无神论者去争论。
I simply say, if you know very well that God exists, your problem isn't that you don't know that God exists. Your problem is that you can't stand Him.
我只会说，他说，我只会对他们说，其实你非常清楚神是存在的。你的问题不是说你不知道神的存在，你的问题是你没有办法能够认识，或者你没有办法能够来接受神，来忍受神。
At the beginning of the year, people like to make New Year resolution.
我们在每一年的起始的时候，我们都想有一个新年的计划。
But 99% of people cannot follow through.
但是我们知道，其实大概可能有99%的人都没有办法能够完成他的新年的计划。
At the end of the year, you even forget what kind of resolution you have made.
在年终的时候，你可能就完全的忘记了你年初的计划是什么。
But I suggest a New Year resolution for you.
但今天我还是要给大家提一个新年的计划。
That's to respond God's revelation and to accept Christ Jesus as your personal God.
就是我们要对神的跟我们的启示，我们要有回应，我们要接受主耶稣，我们从我们的个人层面来接受他。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, through the Scripture.And outside the scripture, you revealed it to us.
主，你不但通过经文，你也借着外部的世界，你向我们显明。
So we all know inside our heart that you exist.
我们都从内心当中，我们知道，主，你是存在的。
And through the testament of the Bible, and through the saints, the believers, we know that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
主，我们真的是借着经文当中所有的一些见证。我们知道主耶稣，你就是那位神。
We ask you to illuminate our heart so that we can see the truth and accept you as our personal savior.
主，求你能够照亮我们的心，好让我们能够看清楚你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.